Chamishi. Umimachas es bnei Yisrael, and from the half that went to Klal Yisrael, asher chotza Moshe min ha'anoshim ha'tzoyvim, which Moshe separated from the soldiers, v'atehi mechatzas ha'eda, and the half that went to the assembly to Klal Yisrael was min ha'tzoyin, from the sheep, shloish meos elef u'shloishim elef shivas alofim v'chamesh meos, 337,500 sheep, u'bokor and cattle, shisha u'shloishim olef, 36,000, Bachamorim and donkeys, Shloshim Elef Achamesh Meos, 30,500. The Nefesh Odom and girls under the age of 3, Shisha Osor Elef, 16,000. Vayikach Moshe, and Moshe took Mimachas es Bnei Yisrael, from the half that went to Klal Yisrael, Esa Ochuz Echod Min Achamishim, 1/50th Min Odom Umin Abehemo, from the people and from the animals, Vayitein Oisim Lalavim, and he gave them to the Levim, Shemere Mishmeres Mishkan Hashem, who were the ones who watched the Mishkan, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe, to give 1/50th to the Levim. At this point, I would like to mention an interesting pshat from the Kehilas Yitzchak. The Kehilas Yitzchak asks two questions. First of all, if we look back at Pasuk Chav Ches, which is discussing the tribute given by the soldiers to Elazar, it lists Adam, Bokor, Chamorim, and Tzoyin. However, in Pasuk Lamed, which is discussing what the rest of Klal Yisrael must give to the Levim, it says, Adam, Bokor, Chamorim, and Tzoyin. However, it adds, Mikol HaBehema, from all the animals. Why the extra words, Mikol HaBehema, by the Meches that was given by Klal Yisrael? Second of all, he asks, when the Pasuk speaks of the tribute that the soldiers gave to Elazar, it actually tells us exactly how many sheep, how many cattle, how many donkeys, and how many girls Elazar received. As it says in Pasuk Lamed Zayin through Pasuk Mem, he received 675 sheep, 72 bakar, 61 donkeys, and 32 young girls. However, if you look in Pasuk Mem Zayin, when it is discussing the tribute that the Levim received from the Bnei Yisrael, it does not go into detail telling us exactly what they received. It just says, Echad Menachamishim, they received 1/50th. Why doesn't it list the numbers here like it did by Elazar? Kehilas Yitzchak answers, concerning the tribute that went to Elazar, who was a Kohen, the Torah calls it a Truma, like it says in Pasuk Chavtes, Terumas Hashem. And we know the halacha by Truma is, that one may not separate min al she'eino minoi. You may not separate more Truma from your wheat in order to pater your barley. Truma must be separated from this min on this min. So too over here, the Truma that was given to Elazar had to be from the sheep for the sheep, and from the donkeys for the donkeys. They were not allowed to give more than 1/500th from the sheep in order to give less than 1/500th from the donkeys. If so, it was a given how many sheep, donkeys, cattle, and girls Elazar was to receive, since it was 1/500th of the total amount that they received from that min. That is why the Pasuk lists how many he received from each min. However, what Klal Yisrael gave the Levim was not called a truma. Therefore, they were allowed to give more from one min and less from another, as long as it came out at the end to a total of 1/50th. That is why the Pasuk does not say their totals, since it was not a set amount. They could have given the Levim more than 1/50th of the sheep and less than 1/50th of the donkeys. And that is why the Pasuk says by the Levim, Mikol Behema, alluding to the fact that they were allowed to give from one animal on another, they were allowed to pater one animal with another animal. And the Pasuk continues, Vayikrivu el Moshe, and they approached Moshe. Who approached Moshe? Hapakudim asher la'alfei atzava, the commanders over the thousands in the army, Sorei ha'alofim v'sorei ha'meos, the officers of thousands and the officers of hundreds. Vayirmu el Moshe, and they said to Moshe, Avodecho nosu es roish anshem l'choma asher biyodenu, your servants have counted the soldiers who were under our command, v'le'nifgad mimenu ish, and not even one soldier was missing. Not even one soldier died in the battle. V'nakrev es korban Hashem, so we have brought a korban to Hashem, a present to Hashem, ish asher motza kli zohov, any person that found vessels of gold by Midjan, etz odo, anklets, which are bracelets placed on the foot, v'tzomid, and bracelets which are placed on the arms, Taba'as, rings, ogil, earrings, vikumas, and kumas. And Rashi tells us kumas is an ornament which was placed over the private parts of a woman to protect her from someone having relations with her. So all this jewelry, they brought before Hashem lechaper al nafshesenu, in order to atone our souls lefnei Hashem, before Hashem. Maybe during the time of the war we had a hira aveira, a thought to be mezaneh with the daughters of Midian, and therefore we are bringing this as an atonement on our souls. And the Alshuch is medayik. Why does the pasuk say ish asher motza klizov, any person that found a vessel of gold? Why the lashon of metzia, the lashon of finding? He answers that the commanders of the army said, don't think that this jewelry was taken off the women of Midian, thereby causing us to touch them and to look at them. No, this came from Asher Motza, which we found in their homes, and we did not sin by removing it from the women. And the pasuk continues, Vayikach Moshe ve'Elazar HaKoyin es hazohav me'itom, and Moshe and Elazar HaKoyin took the gold from them, koil kli ma'aseh, as Ibn Ezra explained, all of it was usable jewelry, none of it came back broken. And the gold that was separated for Hashem came out to be 16,750 shekel was the total amount of gold that came from this jewelry, which was given by the leaders of thousands and the leaders of hundreds. Anshe Hatzava Bazuzu Ishloi. Now the pasuk tells us that the people of the army, the soldiers, took the buzz, took the cheaper metaltalin for themselves during the war. Vayikach Moshe ve'Elazar HaKoyin es hazohov me'ei sorei ho'alofin b'hameos. And Moshe and Elazar HaKoyin took the gold from the leaders of thousands and the leaders of hundreds. And although this was already said in pasuk Nun Aleph, the Sephorna explains that the pasuk is adding what it is about to say now, that they brought it to the Oil Moed. Vayaviu Oisoi el Oil Moed, and they brought it to the Oil Moed, Zikoron Levnei Yisrael, as a remembrance for the Bnei Yisrael, Lefnei Hashem, before Hashem. And the Hemek Dover says that they used this jewelry to make Kli Shores for the Mizbeach, to make vessels for the Mizbeach. Zok Rashi Posuk Membeis, Umimachatzis Bnei Yisrael Asher Chotza Moshe, and from the half of the Bnei Yisrael that Moshe divided, Lo Eidor, that should go to Klal Yisrael, they separated this portion from the part that went to the soldiers, and the half that went to the assembly was kach v'kach, such and such a number. Vayikach Moshe, and then Moshe took 1/50th and gave it to the Levim. Zok Rashi ha-pekudim, the commanders. This means hamamunim, the ones appointed over the army. Zok Rashi v'lo nifkad, and not even one soldier was missing. V'loy nechsar, the word nifkad means v'loy nechsar, it was not missing. V'tagumoy, like Targum says, v'loy shigo, and it was not missing. Afu b'loshan arami chisorin, the word shigo in Aramaic means missing. K'moy, like we see in Bereishis Lamed Aleph, anoichi achateno, on the posuk anoichi achateno, Targumoy, Targum says, tahav yeshagyo miminyono, that which was missing from the count. So we see shagyo means missing. So to over here, v'loy shiga means that not even one soldier was missing. The chain, and so too we find that the lashon nifkad pei kuf dalid means to be missing, as it says ki yipoked moshavecho, which means yechsar mokom moshavecho, your place will be missing. Ish haroga leishev sham, the person that always sits there will not be there. So we see yipoked means missing. The chain vayipoked mekoyim David. Nechsar mekoimoi, it means that David's place was missing. Ve'enish yoshev shom, and nobody was sitting there. Zok Rashi etz odo, elu tzimidim shel regel, these are anklets, bracelets placed on the foot. V'tzomid, and bracelets shel yad, placed on the arm. Ogil, nizme oizen, this means earrings. V'kumos, which is defus shel beis horechem, a plate placed over the private parts of a woman to protect her that she should not have relations with a man. And all this jewelry was brought lechaper al hiru halev, in order to atone for the thoughts of the heart shel benois Midyan, about the daughters of Midyan. Maybe at the time of the war they might have had thoughts about the daughters of Midyan to be mezana with them, and therefore they brought this carbon to Hashem, this present to Hashem, to atone for them. Shishi umikne rav hoyo levnei Reuven velevnei God, and there was a lot of cattle to the children of Reuven and the children of God. Otsu me'oid, very great. Vayiru, and they saw as Eretz Yazer ves Eretz Gilad, the land of Yazer and the land of Gilad, which were the lands of Sichon and Oig. V'hinei ha-mokoim mekoim mikne. And behold, that area was an area that was very good for cattle. V'yavoyu v'nei God v'nei Ruvain, and the children of God and the children of Reuben came. V'yomru el Moshe v'el Elazar ha-koyin v'el nesiyei ho-edo lemor. And they said to Moshe and to Elazar ha-koyin and to the leaders of the assembly, saying, Atorois v'divoin v'yazer v'nimro v'cheshboin v'el olei u'sivom u'nevoi u'va'oin. All these cities were cities in Aver HaYarden on the east side of the Jordan in the area of Sichon Va'oig. Ha'oretz asher hiko Hashem lefnei Adas Yisrael, the land that Hashem hit and captured before the assembly of Klal Yisrael, the land that Hashem caused Klal Yisrael to capture. Eretz Miknehi, it is a land of cattle, it is good for cattle. V'la'avodecho Mikneh, and your servants have a lot of cattle. V'yomru, and therefore they said, Imotzonu chen be'enecho, if we find favor in your eyes, Yutan es ha'oretz hazois la'avodecho la'achuzo, let this land be given to your servants as a possession. Al ta'avirenu es ha'yarden, do not bring us across the Yarden. So the Bnei God and the Bnei Reuven did not want to enter into Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to stay on the east side of the Yarden because they had so much cattle. The question is, why did the Bnei God and Bnei Reuven have more cattle than any of the other Shvatim? The Shach learns that in Parshas Vayetze, we saw that Reuven had dudaim, a certain type of flour that was used to help a woman become pregnant, and he gave them to his mother Leah. Shevet Reuven took these dudaim and placed them before their cattle, and that caused them to multiply very rapidly. Since Shevet Gad camped near Reuven, because they were in the same degel, the degel was comprised of Reuven, Shimon, and Gad, God borrowed these dudaim from Reuven, and their cattle also became very numerous. Shevet Reuven did not want to give these dudaim to Shevet Shimon because of the avera they did by the story of Zimri in Parshas Balak. And that is the reason why only Shevet Reuven and Shevet Gad had so much more cattle than the rest of the Shvatim. Kli Yakar learns that the Pasuk is saying two separate things. U'mikne Rav hoyo levnei Reuven, Reuven's cattle were very numerous. V'levnei Gad otzu me'oid. However, Shevet Gad's cattle were very strong. Their goats were able to kill wolves. The Mefarshim ask, why in Pasuk Aleph is Shevet Reuven mentioned first and then God, like it says, U'mikne Rav hoyo levnei Reuven v'levnei Gad. However, from Pasuk Beis and on, God is mentioned first, like it says in Pasuk Beis, V'yavoyu v'nei Gad uv'nei Reuven. Ramban explains, in the first Pasuk, it says it in the order of age. And since Reuven was older, his name is mentioned first. However, after that, God is mentioned first, since it was their idea to live in the land of Aver HaYarden. Dasakena Mibali HaToisvah says, since the Bnei God and the Bnei Reuven placed more importance on their wealth and possessions over living in Eretz Yisrael, they therefore were the first to go into Golos by the Churban Beis HaMikdash. As Bal HaTurim explains, that it says the names Bnei God u'Bnei Reuven 8 times in this parsha, alluding to the 8 years that they went into Golos before the rest of the Shvatim. And the Das HaKeinim continues, that a person should not be doiche es hashoh, push his way in to become wealthy, before the time that was preordained by Hashem. Because a person who pushes his way to become wealthy will not necessarily become wealthy. It is all in the hands of Hashem. And that is why money is called zuzim, shezoz mizelozeh, it moves from one person to another. Hashem allows one person to become wealthy, and then he takes the wealth away from him and gives it to somebody else. It's all in the hands of Hashem. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Moshe levnei God v'levnei Reuven, and Moshe said to the children of God and the children of Reuven, Ha'achichem yavoyu la'melchama ve'atem teishvu fai? Will your brothers go out to the war, and you think you will remain over here? V'lama seniyu neslev b'nei Yisrael? Why will you remove and dissuade the hearts of the Bnei Yisrael, me'avor el ha'oretz asher nosan lohem Hashem, from going into the land that Hashem has given them? By you waiting over here and not going to war, you will ruin the morale of the people, and you will cause them not to want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ko'osu avoseichem, this is what your fathers have already done, b'sholchi oisam mikodesh barneya, when I sent them from the place called Kodesh Barneya, liroi ses ha'oretz, to spy on the land. Vayalu ad Nachal Eshkoil, and they went up to the valley of Eshkoil. Vayiru es Haoretz, and they saw the land. Vayoniu es Lev Bnei Yisrael, and they removed the hearts of the Bnei Yisrael. They dissuaded the hearts of Bnei Yisrael. Levilti Voyel Haoretz, not to come into the land, Asher Nosan Lohem Hashem, which Hashem has given them. Vayichraaf Hashem Bayemahu, and Hashem got angry at them on that day. Vayishav Alemar, and he swore, saying, Im yiru ho'anoshim ho'olim mitzrayim mi ben esrim shana v'malo eis ho'adoma asher nishbati la'avrom li'yitzchak u'yaakov. These people that came out of Mitzrayim, the ones over the age of 20, will not see the land that I swore to Avram, Yitzchak, v'yaakov to give them. Ki lo milu acharoi, because they have not followed me fully. Bilti kolei ben Yefuna ha'knizi, except for kolei ben Yefuna the knizi, v'yahshua benun and Yahshua benun. Kimilu acharei Hashem, because they did follow Hashem fully. And the reason why Kolev was called the Knizi is because Knaz was his stepfather. When his father Chetron died, his mother married Knaz and had a son named Osniel. So Osniel ben Knaz was a half-brother with Kolev, because they shared the same mother. And although Kolev's father was Chetron, so why was he called Kolev ben Yefuna? Chazal tell us that ben Yefuna means that he was pona me'atzas meraglim, he turned away from listening to the plan of the meraglim. And because of the report of the meraglim, vayichraaf Hashem b'Yisrael, Hashem got angry at Klal Yisrael, vayini'em ba'midbar, and he made them wander in the midbar, arboim shana, for 40 years, atoim kol hador ha'oisa hara be'enei Hashem, until the nation that did evil in the eyes of Hashem ceased to exist. V'hine kamtem tachas avoiseichem, and behold, you have risen instead of your fathers. Tarbus anoshim chato'im, as Targum explains, talmidim of people who are sinners. You are following in their ways, and it is obvious that they raised you. Lispois oid al charoin af Hashem el Yisrael, to add to the anger that Hashem has toward Klal Yisrael. Ki seshuvon mi'acharov, because if you will turn from behind him, the Yosaf oid lahanicha ba'midbar, then Hashem will continue to leave them in the midbar, v'shichatem l'chol ha'omazeh, and you will have destroyed this whole nation. So Moshe told the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, if you stay here, Klal Yisrael will lose their desire to enter Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem will get angry and then destroy Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, v'yikshu eila v'yemru, and the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven approached Moshe, and they said, Gidroi's sign, enclosures for sheep, Nivne lemeknenu poi, we will build for our cattle over here in Aver Hayardain, Va'orim and cities litapenu, for our small children. And don't think that we will just remain here and not fight the war. Va'anachnu necholetz chushim, and we will quickly arm ourselves, lifnei b'nei Yisrael, and we will go ahead of Klal Yisrael, we will go in the front of the army, ad asher im havi'onim el mekoimam. And the word im is extra, it means ad asher havi'onim el mekoimam, until we bring them, until we bring Klal Yisrael to their place, the yoshav tapenu ba'ori hamivsar, and in the meantime, our small children will live in the fortified cities on the east side of the Yarden, mipenei yoshvei ha'oretz, before the inhabitants of the land. These fortified cities will protect our small children while we are away. Lo noshuv el botenu, we will not return to our houses on the east side of the Yarden, ad until hisnachel b'nei Yisrael, the b'nei Yisrael will inherit ish nachalosoi, each person his inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. Ki lo nimchal itom, because we will not inherit with them me'eva le'yarden v'hola, on the west side of the Yarden in Eretz Yisrael. Ki va'o nachaloseinu eleinu, because our inheritance has already come to us me'eva ha'yarden mizrocha, on the east side of the Yarden. And since the pasuk says ki va'o with the accent on the vase, it is a lashon ovar. It is in the past. As Rashi says, kivar ki balnuha, we have already received our inheritance on the east side of the Yarden. And Ramban asks, how can they say that they already received their chelik on the east side of the Yarden if this is what they were asking for right now? Therefore, the Gorarye learns that the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven were speaking about the future. If you will accept our request right now, then in the future, when Eretz Yisrael will be divided, at that time, we will have already received our inheritance on the east side of the Yarden. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Gimel, Atorois v'divoin, me'eret Sichon v'oiku. All these cities are in the land of Sichon and Oik. Ha'achechem, Zakrashi loshen Tamiyahu. This expresses a question. And Moshe said, do you think that your brothers will fight the war and you will remain here? Zakrashi v'loma seniun, tasiru v'samniu liba me'avor. Why shall you remove and hold back their hearts from allowing them to go over the Yarden? Sheyu svurim, because Klal Yisrael will think, she'atem yireim la'avor, that you are afraid to go over and fight. Mipnei ha'melchama, because of the war, v'chozek ha'orim va'om, and the strength of the cities and the nation. This is what your fathers did when I sent the meraglim mikodesh barnea from kodesh barnea. Kach shema, this is the name of the place. Sometimes it is called kodesh, and sometimes kodesh barnea. Ushnei kodesh hayu, and in fact there were two places that had the same name, kodesh. One kodesh was where the meraglim were sent from, and the other kodesh was where Miriam died, as the pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, Perik Chaf, pasuk Aleph. And then Rashi is bothered, why was Kalev ben Yefuneh called the Knizi? Zog Rashi, chorgo shel Knaz hoyo, he was the stepson of Knaz. V'yodolai imoy shel Kalev es Osniel. And after Kalev's mother went and married Knaz, she gave birth to Osniel. Zog Rashi vayini'eim, and he caused them to wander. V'yitaltaleim, he moved them around in the Midbar. Minna v'nod, the word vayini'eim comes from the word na v'nod, which means to wander. Lispois, and you will add to the anger of Hashem. Kimoi safu shana al shana. The word lispois means to add, just like the word safu shana al shana, add a year on a year. And also oiloisechem sfu, add your oilois. Lashon toisefes, it is an expression of adding. Nivne lemeknenu poi, we will build enclosures for our cattle over here. Zakrashi, chasem hoyu amamoinom, they were more concerned about their money, yoser mibineim ubenoisehem, more than they were concerned about their sons and their daughters. Shekdimu miknehem letapom, because in this pasuk, they mention their cattle before their children. Omar lohem Moshe, Moshe said to them, loichein, do not do it like that. Asuho ikar ikar va tuffel tuffel. Make the main thing, and make the secondary thing secondary. And that's why Moshe said to them in Pasuk Chav Dalid, B'nu lachem tchila orim letapchem, first you shall build cities for your small children, v'yachakach, and afterwards, gidrois letzoynachem, enclosures for your sheep. V'anachnu necholei tzchushim, zokdrashi nizdareiz mehirim, we will arm ourselves quickly. The word chushim means quickly. Kimoi, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Maher Sholol, quickly take the spoils, Chosh, swiftly, Buzz, the booty. So we see that Chosh means swiftly and quickly. And also the pasuk says, Yemaher Yochisha, let him hurry. So again we see that Yochisha means quickly. Lifnei B'nei Yisrael, we will go before the B'nei Yisrael, B'Roshe Geisais, in front of the army, Mitoch Shegiborim Hayu, because they were very strong. Shekein Nemar Begod, because so does the pasuk say concerning Shevet Gad, the Toraf Zeroya Af Kodkoid, with one swipe they were able to knock off the arm and the head together. The Af Moshe Chazer Upirish Lohem Be'ela Hadvarim, and Moshe also repeated this in Ela Hadvarim in Parshas Devarim, that the Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain should go ahead, like it says in the pasuk, Vo'atzav Eschem Bo'isahi, and I commanded you at that time, Chalutzim tavru lefnei acheichem bnei Yisrael kol bnei choyel, that you shall go ahead of the bnei Yisrael armed. So over there it says lefnei acheichem, you shall go ahead of Klal Yisrael. Uve Yericho ksiv, and when they actually passed over the Yarden and they went to Yericho, it says vahacholutz hoylech lefneihem, and the armed soldiers went before them. Zehu Ruvain veGad shekaimu tenaam. This is referring to the bnei Gad and bnei Ruvain who kept their promise. The Yoshav Tapenu, and our small children will remain in the fortified cities. Ba'idenu Eitel Achenu, when we are still fighting the war together with our brothers on the west side of the Yarden, our small children will remain on the east side of the Yarden in the fortified cities. Be'orei Hamivsar Shenivna Achshav, they will remain in the fortified cities that we will build right now on the east side of the Yarden. Because we will not receive our chelek me'ever liyarden v'hola, which means be'ever ha'ma'arovi, on the west side of the Yarden. Ki va'o nachaloseinu, kvar kibalnuha, we have already received our nachalo be'ever ha'mizrochi, on the east side of the Yarden.